Hi, everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Mike.
And we are talking about Sam's first Christmas tree. What an exciting experience to have.
It really is. Mm-hmm. Sam is celebrating Christmas for the first time, mm-hmm. and he was talking about decorating his tree with his friend Cindy. She gave him the idea that he doesn't have to decorate his tree like every other Christmas tree. He can make it about himself. And since Sam is a ballet dancer, he wanted to put some ballet sort of Christmas ornaments on the tree.
Some small ballet shoes, maybe a ballet dancer ornament.
That's a good idea.
Right. Lots of good ideas for decorating a Christmas tree of your own. You could be a romantic person and put lots of beautiful lace ornaments or red hearts or ribbons. Or you could be an optimistic person and use warm colors like red, yellow, and orange. And, of course, some people decorate their trees with their hopes of the future, like Sam.
And that was where his idea came from.
Yeah, his ballet shoes.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So they finished up the conversation and our dialogue yesterday with Sam heading off to the thrift store, like a secondhand store, to try to find some of these ballet Christmas decorations.
Yeah.
And, he also invited Cindy to come over to his home tomorrow to check out the tree when it's finally finished. So our big question is,
how will Sam's tree turn out?
Oh, I hope it's pretty.
I think it will be. Let's find out now.
Reading. Sam's first Christmas tree. Sam shows Cindy his Christmas tree.
So here's my tree. Be honest and tell me what you think.
Those ballet shoes look great. I also like the tinsel you wrapped around the tree.
Did you notice these tiny stockings?
No. Why did you choose those decorations?
They're for my baby cousins. I will fill the stockings with little toys.
You can also hang some candy canes on the tree, too.
I think you're onto something. They will love that.
You picked some colorful bulbs as well. The glowing lights will look beautiful at night.
Thanks, but I still feel like something is missing.
You're right. You forgot the most important decoration, a tree topper.
I guess I'll have to buy one at the thrift store.
I have an extra topper you can borrow. It's a golden star, and it will shine brightly on top of your tree.
You're a lifesaver. How can I ever thank you?
Don't mention it. Christmas is about giving things to people you love and seeing them happy.
Sam gives Cindy a big hug.
I'm excited, Mike. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to find out what happens.
Well, I think it's going to happen soon because as we begin the dialogue, we get right to the main action. Mm-hmm. It says, Sam shows Cindy his Christmas tree.
Yes.
Ta-da!
All right. And he starts by saying, so here's my tree. Be honest and tell me what you think.
Ooh, so tell me the truth. If you like it, that's fine. Say it. But if you don't, I want to know that as well.
Right.
Well, let's find out what Cindy thinks. She says, those ballet shoes look great.
You
guessed that one right away. So he has some ballet shoes there. He mentioned that he might put some.
Right.
She also says, I also like the tinsel you wrapped around the tree. That's a good idea. I always forget about tinsel. Often when people decorate a Christmas tree, they kind of do it in three steps.
Yep.
You put the tree up, and then you wrap all the lights around the tree. Yep. That's the first thing you do. Then you hang on all the ornaments, put the star, the angel up at the top, and the ballet shoes, or the little Santa Claus, whatever. Hang all those. And then, this is where the tinsel comes in. Tinsel is basically these long, thin strips or threads of sort of a shiny metal or plastic material. Usually it's made of plastic, but it looks like shiny metal or silver or something like that. Kind of in just short noodles, basically. And you kind of just drip it over the branches. And the idea is when you turn off the lights, but turn on the Christmas lights, it shimmers and shines and sparkles.
It looks so beautiful.
Like it's covered in snow or ice. Or it's just really, really lovely. It's sort of like putting those final few nuts on top of your cake. It won't change anything, but it'll give it that extra special look. That's what we call tinsel. And so, of course, he's put some tinsel on the tree, and it looks great. He's wrapped it around the tree. Oh, sometimes they have these like long snakes.
Tinsels,
it's like a long snake of tinsel, and you wrap it around. That's actually easier to put on
than the short little tinsels.
And your cats won't eat it.
Well, they will try, but they will. They won't.
Sometimes cats eat tinsel, and then you find the tinsel in the poop.
Very weird. Well, we don't have to worry about that.
No.
Let's find out what we mean here by they've wrapped the tinsel around the tree, or Sam's wrapped the tinsel. So, to wrap is a verb, and it means to put something over another thing or around another thing so that it covers it fully or partly. Now here, the tinsel won't cover, it won't cover the whole tree. It'll just go around the tree.
All the way around.
All the way around, and it'll give parts of the tree a really nice look, right? All right, so as an example sentence, we could also say something like this. The butcher wrapped the chicken in some brown paper. So this time you might wrap the whole chicken in the brown paper. You put the brown paper around the chicken to cover it.
We wrap a lot of things at Christmas. We might wrap the tree with tinsel. Of course, you wrap the presents with paper. That's what people rip off when they open the present. First, you have to wrap it. And of course, when you see your Aunt Gertrude, you have to wrap your arms around her in a nice hug. So we'll also use wrap to talk about hugging someone. So in all these situations, it's a little different.
Right.
But the idea is we're putting something around something else. So she loves the tinsel. She's noticed the ballet shoes. And then Sam, he points out something else that he wants her to notice or pay attention to. He says, did you notice these tiny stockings? Oh, he's put little stockings on the tree. Now, that has something to do with ballet.
Right.
Ballet dancers might wear thick stockings to keep their legs warm. But also, of course, Christmas stockings. What are stockings? This noun is basically a long sock.
Right.
It's the kind of sock that might go up to your knee.
Exactly.
It doesn't stop just above your foot at your ankle. You could call the sort of socks that soccer players wear stockings or hockey players wear long stockings. But when we think about Christmas, these are those long socks that people often hang up and you put presents inside.
Right.
Back in the old days, I guess a sock was a convenient place to keep your presents. I don't know. But anyways, people do use these stockings, these long socks, sometimes called knee socks, as a place to hang, as a thing to hang and a place to put presents. For example, the Christmas stockings were full of little gifts for people to open.
Nice.
Well, good way to start Christmas.
I don't think Sam hung a long stocking.
No.
I think he hung little tiny
ornaments.
stocking ornaments.
We have some of those.
Now, here's a good question. Cindy asks, no, why did you choose those decorations?
Yeah, why the stockings? Especially little mini ones that aren't for putting presents in. All right, so Sam explains, they're for my baby cousins. Ah, I will fill the stockings with little toys. So his baby cousins, one of his cousins had a kid or something like that, or maybe an aunt and uncle have some young children. These are his cousins. They're members of his family. So he's going to put presents in the little stockings.
Yeah.
Little presents for little babies in the little stockings.
That's so cute.
So Sam also there mentioned that he would fill the stockings with little toys. And that brings us to this phrase, fill A with B, or fill one thing with another thing. Basically, you have something that you can hold things in, that would be the A part, and then you put things in that thing, that would be the B part, the stuff you put in. You could fill a glass with water. If you want to drink the water, that would be the easiest way. Fill the glass with water. If you go shopping, you'll bring home lots of food and you might fill your fridge with fresh fruit and vegetables. You take the fruit and vegetables, you put them in the fridge. So you're filling A, the container, with B, the thing going into the container. So Sam seems to be doing a pretty good job at decorating his first Christmas tree. Yeah. But Cindy, being the Christmas veteran, the Christmas expert, she has an idea, another idea for him.
That's right. She says you can also hang some candy canes on the tree too. Now, we all know candy canes. Those are the long red and white striped candies. They're shaped kind of like a cane, or a hook.
Like a walking cane.
And they kind of taste like mint or peppermint. Some of them taste like fruit and other candies too. So I don't know. Mike doesn't seem like he's a big fan. I like them.
Not my favorite part of Christmas. I just don't like mint candy. But they're very pretty and they look very nice.
On the tree,
hanging on a tree, that's for sure. So candy canes, there's an idea that Sam had not thought of, but he likes the idea.
Right.
That's why he says, I think you're on to something. They will love that. If you're on to something, that basically means that's a good idea. Maybe it's not the best and most perfect idea, but it's leading to you, leading you off towards a good idea. Hey, I think you're on to something. Hey, that's not a bad idea.
And then you can just make it grow into something really special.
There you go. Take that idea and run with it.
And she has some more. She has some more opinions about Sam's tree. She says, you picked some colorful bulbs as well. Now, of course, we talked about the Christmas lights on a tree. And, of course, this bulb here, this noun, is the glass part of an electric light. Now, the glass can come in many different colors, which you can often see with Christmas lights. Christmas lights are often red, yellow, blue, green. Sometimes they flash on and off. Sometimes they stay on. But they always make a tree look much more beautiful.
That's right. And of course, we don't just use that to talk about lights on a Christmas tree. Your reading lamp, your kitchen light, the light in the bathroom, all of those things use bulbs of different shapes and sizes and power and all that kind of stuff. So those are all bulbs, or often actually we would say light bulbs.
That's right.
Because there you go.
All right, here's an example sentence using the word bulb. I think the bulb in the kitchen is broken. Can you go buy a new one?
That might be one of those long ones.
Right.
Okay, so there you go. And it also says the glowing night lights will look beautiful at night. This must be Cindy giving him a good reason to put the lights on the tree. Of course, they'll look beautiful at night. And yes, that's a very good point. The lights on a Christmas tree are never very bright. They won't hurt your eyes. You probably won't even be able to read a book if you stand near them because these lights are not shining. They're glowing. Now notice I said there that these lights aren't shining, they're glowing. Generally to shine is to put out quite a powerful light. If you're reading a book, you would definitely want a lamp or a light that's shining on the pages of your book so that you can see the words. But glowing is a much softer light, okay? It's more like a candle light, something like that. If you've ever tried to read a book next to one candle, you'll realize that's not a lot of light because that candle, that one flame is glowing. It's a very soft light. The moon at night is glowing. The sun shines, the moon might glow because it's a much softer, gentler light. That looks very pretty, but is not super useful to see things clearly. For example, each table in the restaurant was lit by a glowing candle. Very soft, romantic, kind of dark, but that's okay. It's a restaurant.
Oh, okay, so some glowing lights for the tree.
Very nice.
That's good advice. Sam says, thanks, but I still feel like something is missing. He's looking at his tree. He's got his decorations. He's got some lights. He's got some tinsel, but he's forgotten something.
That's right. And Cindy maybe also didn't notice it right away, but then she does. She says, you're right. Now she's realized what the problem is. You're right. You're correct. And then she says, you forgot the most important decoration, a tree topper.
Oh.
A tree topper. I've never heard this expression, but I can guess what it is.
It goes on top of the tree.
It's the ornament that goes on top of the tree at highest point of the tree. But Sam is determined to get himself a tree topper.
He wants the best Christmas tree ever. So what's he going to do? He says, I guess I'll have to buy one at the thrift store. Mm. Back to the store we go.
But he might not have to because Cindy seems to have a little bit of a save for him.
Okay.
She's got something he can use or borrow. Mm-hmm. She says, I have an extra topper you can borrow. Excuse me, I was getting all emotional about tree toppers. So, yes, she has this thing. As we mentioned earlier, it might be a star or an angel. Mm-hmm. Those are often traditional tree topper ornaments. Now, she has it. She will lend it. She will give it to Sam to use for a short period of time.
Okay.
It's not a gift. Mm-hmm. It's just something she is going to lend or loan to him. Mm-hmm. Or, on the opposite end, Sam will borrow it.
That's right.
Okay, to borrow, this verb is to use someone else's things, their property, their dongxi. They're not giving it to you. You're not buying it from them. Mm-hmm. They're saying, you can use this, but eventually, please give it back.
Right.
Okay, now here's the important part. If there's two people in this relationship, the person taking is the person borrowing.
Mm-hmm.
The person giving is the person lending.
That's
so
right.
You would never say, can you borrow me? No, because you are lending me. Can I borrow this thing from you? If you find it confusing, just remember borrow, the taking part, is the same as buy. The taking part. You're not taking it forever, but it's the same letter, borrow, buy, I'm getting it, lend or sell, I'm giving it. All right, so our example sentence says, I can't find my pen, may I please borrow yours?
Of course.
For 10 years?
No.
Oh.
All right, well, she's going to talk about her tree topper here.
Yes.
She says, it's a golden star.
Star.
Mm-hmm, and it will shine brightly on top of your tree.
Ooh, lovely.
Oh, now she described this star as golden. Now, the adjective golden describes something that has a bright yellow color that kind of looks like gold, right?
Yep.
So that's why we say gold, golden. It has this nice yellow color.
Doesn't mean it's made of gold.
No.
It's just been painted gold.
Right. It just looks like it is the same color as gold. As an example, we could say the afternoon sun bathed the park in a golden light.
That's when the sun's going down, it kind of changes from a white or a yellow to kind of that softer.
5 to 6 o'clock
it
right
It glows
now.
In a golden light. Mm-hmm. So there you go. So Sam is really happy now. His tree is complete. He didn't have to go back to the thrift store and spend more money. So that's why he says to Cindy, you're a lifesaver. Mm. How can I ever thank you? Of course, she didn't really save his life.
Mm-hmm.
It just means someone who helped you out in a very difficult situation, saved you from a lot of extra trouble. It's also our pocket phrase go. So let's check out lifesaver.
Pocket phrase go.
I can't leave. If living this without you, 没有你我就活不下去, 我亲爱的fans, 所以千万记得开车坐车的时候要系上安全带, seat belts can be lifesavers in the case of a terrible car accident. 天有不测风云人只怕万一 安全带可能成为你开车时候的救星 我就是新车最注意安全的夕阳天后 Mariah 好 Lifesaver 这个单字就是我们中文说的救星 开车时安全带可以救你一命 所以它是救星 或是像我本人 从来不会煮饭 但是呢, 对帮我煮饭的我的助理来说呢, a microwave can be a lifesaver when you don't have the time to cook a proper meal. 时间不够的时候, 微波炉可是你的救星。 是说像我这种巨星, 从来不吃微波食物的, 但是听说台湾便利商店的微波食物都很好吃。 Who knows, 这些便利商店的零食 could be my lifesaver. 可能就会成为我饿到不行的时候的救星咯。
Of course, well, she has done this really nice thing for Sam.
It's very kind of her.
And he has said thank you, and Cindy has said, don't mention it. All right, now don't mention it is a phrase, and this is a polite way of saying you're welcome, or you don't need to say thank you because I'm happy to help you. You say this when it's okay. Don't worry about it.
That was right. Nothing. Mei guangxi. All right, so Christmas is about giving things to people you love and seeing them happy. I agree, Cindy.
Mm-hmm.
She's really summed it up well. Christmas is about sharing, being kind, helping others, and things like that. And hopefully everyone will be happy. So Sam is feeling quite emotional right now. His tree's great. His friends are great. Christmas is almost here. And he's just feeling just so good about everything.
That's right. And here's what happens in the scenario. It says Sam gives Cindy a big hug.
Aw, that's nice.
Now, when you give somebody a hug, you wrap your arms around that person and hold them close to you. This is a way of showing a person affection and that you care about them. For example, when Sophie started crying, her father picked her up and gave her a hug. What a nice thing.
It is a nice way to end our article. Getting into the Christmas spirit. Maybe I should get myself a big tree this year. I'll think about that, but we will be back for a chat question right after this quick break.
Okay.
For You Chat.
All right, welcome back to our For You Chat. Our question today, what things would you use to decorate your Christmas tree?
Let's see. There's the classic balls and stars, right? You got those shiny balls. Those are easy to get. I like the ones that you used to use as a kid, or maybe your grandma sent you a Christmas ornament, you know, so some of those are nice. I think I have one. It's made of metal, and it has my name written on it with, like, 1983 or something like that, showing how long it's been in the family. So those things are fun.
Yeah. When I was young, in my house, every year we got to pick out a new Christmas ornament at Christmas time.
Yeah.
So a lot of my Christmas tree ornaments at home would be my old Christmas tree ornaments. They were little gifts. It was a tradition in my house. So when I was young, I loved Disney movies. I loved Cinderella and Peter Pan, and so I always picked a Disney one. So I'm not really into that now, but these still mean a lot to me, so
For
I would put them on my Christmas tree.
Absolutely.
There are a lot of baby ornaments that we used to have, so mine would be really personal about things from the past, I think.
Yeah, so that's a good bit of advice. You can mix them up, put on the traditional things like the balls and the stars, but then also put on the things that are meaningful, a little bit emotional, or part of your family history. Have a mix of those, but most of all, have fun. Make it pretty, but just
have
fun with it.
Exactly. All right. Well, you guys can answer this question too with your friends, but we are all out of time for today. So for English for You, I'm Erin.
And I'm Mike.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Sam's First Christmas Tree. Sam shows Cindy his Christmas tree.
So here's my tree. Be honest and tell me what you think.
Those ballet shoes look great. I also like the tinsel you wrapped around the tree.
Did you notice these tiny stockings?
No. Why did you choose those decorations?
They're for my baby cousins. I will fill the stockings with little toys.
You can also hang some candy canes on the tree, too.
I think you're onto something. They will love that.
You picked some colorful bulbs as well. The glowing lights will look beautiful at night.
Thanks, but I still feel like something is missing.
You're right. You forgot the most important decoration, a tree topper.
I guess I'll have to buy one at the thrift store.
I have an extra topper you can borrow. It's a golden star, and it will shine brightly on top of your tree.
You're a lifesaver. How can I ever thank you?
Don't mention it. Christmas is about giving things to people you love and seeing them happy.
Sam gives Cindy a big hug. Vocabulary Review.
Wrap. Make sure you wrap your broken ankle tightly, or it won't heal well. Stocking. We were all excited to see the stockings we'd hung up last night, full of Christmas presents. Bulb. The bulb in our living room light burned out, so we replaced it with a new one. Glowing. After the power went out, we could see candles glowing in our neighbors' windows. Borrow. Jamie is so kind. She let me borrow her coat when she saw how cold I was. Golden. A warm golden light spread out across the city as the sun rose over the hill.